Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad you're joining us for today's lesson. I write not for you, but for those who shall come after. Do you know who said those words? These words are from our lesson today. The title of the lesson, of course, is The Story of Ludwig von Beethoven. And here are some questions for you to think about. The answers are in our lesson. Okay, what sad thing happened to Beethoven when he was 28? What sad thing happened to Beethoven when he was 28? And here's question number two. What did Beethoven want to conduct? What did Beethoven want to conduct? You're going to find the answers very soon. Let's begin.
The Story of Ludwig von Beethoven. People came from far and near to hear Ludwig play. Bravo! They shouted. Encore! But then something very sad happened. It may be my imagination, Ludwig thought, but I don't seem to hear as well as I used to. Eventually, at 28, Ludwig went totally deaf. Ludwig became terribly depressed. Then one day, he realized he could hear music inside his head. He wrote it down as fast as he thought of it. Some say the music he wrote after going deaf is the most beautiful music ever written.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 Bravo 这个感叹语。Bravo 是指很棒，太好了。例如 ,The protesters chanted, Bravo, Bravo, after the mayor accepted their proposal. 当市长接受这些示威者的提案后，他们反复地喊着，太好了，太好了。或者是 Bravo, the audience shouted as Alex finished his piano piece. 当 Alex 演奏完他的钢琴曲后，观众们都欢呼，太棒了。继续我们看的是 encore 这个感叹词。Encore 在这里是在表演后欢呼的用语，意思是再来一次或再来一首。例如 ,the audience shouted encore, encore, after the singer finished his last song. 这位歌手唱完最后一首歌的时候，观众们大喊再来一首，再来一首。Encore 也是名词，意思是加演节目。例如 ,the band played an old hit for its encore. 因为观众要求加演，这个乐团表演了一首他们以前的畅销歌曲。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, well, Rebecca, how would you like to give a nice performance and for everybody in the crowd to say, Bravo! Encore!
Well, actually, Gabe, I think everybody, including myself, would like that. Who wants to give a performance and have everyone in the audience say, Boo! Boo! That was a terrible performance! Come on, Gabe.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so everyone likes these words, Bravo! Encore. Well, we see here people came from far and near to hear Ludwig play. They came from far and near. Well, of course, far and near are opposites. But what does this phrase mean?
Well, people come from far and near. This just means that people came from all over the place. People who lived really close came to hear Beethoven perform, but also people from far away, long distances, came to hear him play.
And I think that, friends, when you are talking about something, when you're writing about something, there are different ways to express an idea. And here is one way to express that people came from all over the place. They came from many different places. You could say they came from far and near, or even they came from near and far.
Have you ever heard Hillsong perform?
Yes.
I love Hillsong a lot. Well, here's an example sentence. All the young people from far and near attended the Hillsong concert. And yes, I would love to be one of those young people who attended that concert.
And perhaps people were shouting Bravo after the concert. Well, we see two words here, Bravo and Encore. All right, well, bravo is something that you shout when you really love a performance. Bravo, that was a great performance. What about encore?
Encore. Oftentimes, or sometimes, you will hear this at the end of the performance. If the audience really liked the performance, they want you to perform another piece. So, I guess with Beethoven, he performed very, very well, and everyone is saying, encore, perform again, we want you to play another piece.
Okay, and sometimes you could call this the encore piece, or a couple of different songs that came out after people shouted encore are the encore pieces. Now, something interesting about this word that I feel like I should mention is that it's important to pronounce it correctly, okay? It's encore. When there's a big crowd of people saying encore, sometimes here it seems like they're saying the word uncle.
Oh.
Uncle. And it makes me want to say aunt. I love both my uncle and my aunt. So friends, it is encore, not uncle. All right, there we go.
Encore. Now that we know how to pronounce this word correctly, make sure you say it a couple more times, encore, and practice saying it with your friends. Well, continuing on with our lesson, everything seems to be going really, really well. People are coming from all over the place to hear Ludwig perform. They're saying bravo and encore. But then something very sad happened. It may be my imagination, Ludwig thought, but I don't seem to hear as well as I used to. Oh no, what's happening? This sounds terrible.
I know. So it wasn't just his imagination. This was actually happening. We read here, eventually at 28, Ludwig went totally deaf. Okay, so actually that is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What sad thing happened to Ludwig? By the time he was only 28 years old, he was completely deaf.
And of course we see here, Ludwig became terribly depressed. I definitely would be very depressed as well if I was only 28 and a musician who went deaf. Very sad. Then, one day he realized he could hear music inside his head. He wrote it down as fast as he thought of it. Some say the music he wrote after going deaf is the most beautiful music ever written.
Wow, that is high praise indeed. The most beautiful music ever written? Well, friends, this is a good sentence pattern for you to know as well. The most something ever, and then you add a verb. For example, I was reading about the longest soccer game ever played. The longest soccer game ever played was 36 hours. That's a long time playing one soccer game.
Wait, did you say 36 hours?
Yeah, there might be records of even longer soccer games, but I think people maybe rested throughout the course of those days, but the longest soccer game ever played in one period of time was 36 hours.
Wow, yeah. That's a long soccer game. Well, here's another example. I think Taipei 101 is one of the most amazing buildings ever built. It really is a cool place. Well, anyway, friends, earlier you saw the phrase to go deaf or going deaf. What is the difference between being deaf and going deaf?
Steve and Ken have something to share about this in the Info Cloud.
What's the difference between being deaf and going deaf? Is one worse than the other?
Well, if you are deaf, then you've lost your hearing. You can't hear. But if you're going deaf, you're in the process of losing your hearing. So you can still hear something, and there's still a chance you might recover.
Coming to be in a certain condition is one of more than 60 definitions of the word go. Used in this way, go means a gradual process.
Right. If you're bald, there's little chance of regrowing your hair. But if you're going bald, maybe it's not too late to do something about your hair loss.
A related definition of go is to continue to be in a certain condition. If you go barefoot or go hungry, you've remained barefoot or hungry for some time.
The popular expression these days is go green. If you decide to live in a way that helps protect the environment, such as recycling or riding your bike to work instead of driving a car, you're going green.
Here's another example. Poor Jennifer went to pieces after her divorce. If someone goes to pieces, they become so upset that they are unable to control their feelings.
英文有个特点，那就是越简单的字越难。怎么说呢？像 go 是个再简单不过的字，但你知道吗？它其实有60多个定义。我们今天来看其中的两个，一个是变成成为的意思。我们来看一个例子 ，blind 是瞎眼的。某个人如果 is blind， 他就是完全看不见，瞎了。但如果一个人是 going blind， 他是逐渐的失明，应该还能够看到一些东西。一个人如果是 is bald， 他是秃头的。但你如果只是 going bald， 你也许还能够挽救你的头发。另一个 go 的定义是处于某种状态，像 go barefoot 就是光脚， go hungry 就是挨饿。近几年很常听到的一个字 go green 就是有环保概念的。如果你 go green， 就表示你在做一些有助于自然环境的行动，像资源回收或装设太阳能板。 go to pieces 字面上是碎裂粉碎，这个片语其实是指精神崩溃。他离婚了以后 went to pieces 就崩溃了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次明天见。
Oh, that's funny. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. I was just thinking about something. Listen to this. What was Beethoven's favorite fruit? Yes, this is a joke. What was Beethoven's favorite fruit? Did you get it? That's right. Banana-na. A banana sounds like his song. Da-na-na-na. Okay, friends, we do have more to learn about Beethoven right now.
The story of Ludwig van Beethoven. Ludwig also wanted to conduct his 9th symphony. When he stood up in front of the orchestra, the musicians were extremely nervous. Their eyes were on him as they began to play. The music was so clear in Ludwig's mind that he conducted beautifully. When it was over, Ludwig still stood facing the orchestra. Then a musician turned him around to face the audience. Everyone was standing and clapping. Some cheered and others wept with delight. Smiling, he said, "I write not for you, but for those who shall come after." In 1827, Ludwig died. But he shared a gift with the world, his glorious music.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 conduct 这个动词。Conduct 在这里是指指挥乐团或者是合唱团。例如 Diane has been conducting the church choir since she graduated from music college. Diane 从音乐学院毕业之后就一直指挥教会的诗班。如果字尾加上 OR, conductor 就是名词，意思是指指挥。例如 the conductor gently raised his baton and started the piece softly. 这位指挥轻轻地举起指挥棒，轻柔地开始这首乐曲。所以我们看的是 symphony 这个名词， S-Y-M 这个字根有共同或一起的意思， P-H-O-N 这个字根是指声音，所以 symphony 就是指交响乐。例如 This symphony is one of the composer's most difficult works， 这首交响乐是这位作曲家最难的作品之一。 或者是 William plays oboe in the New York Symphony Orchestra. William 在纽约交响乐团中吹奏黑管。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, Gabe, that was a great joke. I thought it was really, really funny. Yeah. I think you stole that joke from me.
Ah, yes, Rebecca loves to tell that joke. Rebecca, when were you going to share that joke with us?
Right now. But since you already shared it, I think it's best to continue talking about Beethoven and more things about Beethoven.
Okay. Well, we're learning here about his Ninth Symphony. He wanted to conduct the Ninth Symphony, which he wrote, of course. Now, this is also the answer to a question I asked earlier. What did he want to conduct? Well, the Ninth Symphony is a very famous piece of music.Has many movements, and actually you might recognize the familiar tune Ode to Joy from the fourth movement of the Ninth Symphony. It goes like this.
Okay, that's beautiful. Yes, friends, that is Ode to Joy. Well, continuing on, we read, when he stood up in front of the orchestra, the musicians were extremely nervous.Their eyes were on him as they began to play. The music was so clear in Ludwig's mind that he conducted beautifully. Okay, let's go back up and talk about that phrase or that sentence. Their eyes were on him as they began to play. It kind of sounds like their eyes were glued on him.
Yes. Yes, it's true. Sometimes we use that word because glue sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when people are focused on somebody...Like, if you're a teacher, you love it when the students' eyes are glued to you, right? But sometimes we can be watching TV for a long time. Our eyes are glued to the television.
Well, when it was over, Ludwig still stood facing the orchestra. Then a musician turned him around to face the audience. Everyone was standing and clapping. Sounds like he received a standing ovation.
Yes, he did.We could say that people gave him a standing ovation. That is when everyone is standing and saying bravo and clapping for the performer. That's a standing ovation. Well, friends, we do have more to learn. But, of course, right now it's time for some fun with Sing
It
Out. Oh, no. Where's my other drum brush?
Giving, giving, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving, giving, thanks for giving, what gift will you give to me?
Oh, well, actually, I have a gift right here for you.
It's an egg beater.
Here you go.
That is not an egg beater. This is my other drum brush. I need this to play drums.
Oh, well, now that you can play drums, let's teach all of these people...The giving song.
Okay.
Okay.
How can you give to help your neighbor? How can you give to help your family? How can you give to help the world? It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Sing it with us.
How can you give to help your neighbor? How can you give to help your family?How can you give to help the world? It's more blessed to give than to receive.
You know what? Sometimes you can give. Maybe someone has a talent, but they don't have a lot of money. They need some money to get started with their business. Maybe you have the money that they need. You can give to them, and they can get started. It'll be glorious, wondrous.
How can you give to help?Your neighbor, how can you give to help your family? How can you give to help the world? It's more blessed to give than to receive. Giving, giving, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving, giving, thanks for giving. What gift will you give to me?
That is a good question, Ben. What gift will I give to you? Here is this. It is a Zhanji.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I have a delivery for a Ludwig van Beethoven.
I am Ludwig, but...
Oh, so where do you want the new piano?
I didn't order a piano. Oh, I have no money to pay for a piano.
Sir, it's a gift from a Count von Waldstein.
Oh, but why would he give me a piano?
Well, maybe he's amazed at your talent. Maybe he thinks you shouldn't have to play an old instrument.
What a surprise.
Well, I see that you have sheet music. Are you perhaps a composer?
Yes, I have been composing since I was 10. When I was a child, my father taught me to play the clavier. Perhaps he thought I would become a prodigy.
And make a lot of money?
Yes.
Well, I can see that didn't happen.
No. When I was 12, my compositions were published.
Why, that's an accomplishment.
As a teenager, I began playing the clavier in the court orchestra.
You learned quickly.
Yes, but there was so much I didn't know. So I came to Vienna to study with the great masters.
Ah, keep studying. Perhaps one day people will come from far and near to hear the great Beethoven. Bravo! Encore!
Yes, perhaps. But
are you okay? Why, you seem terribly depressed.
Yes. It may be my imagination, but I don't think I can hear as well as I used to.
Well, if you hear the music in your head, that's the important thing.
Yes, perhaps you're right. But
now, let's bring in your new piano and share your glorious music to the world.
All right.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. What a glorious and wondrous review skit.
Well, that concludes our lesson about Ludwig van Beethoven, but we have more for you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.